This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Happy, happy day. You got the weekend coming up?
You got the weekend. Live for the weekends, don't you?
I do too, except I never get the rest. There's never rest. I will get Fox, it'll call me, hey, Kevin, can you come on this in the morning? You want to do this? Want to do Judge Dean? And then, no matter what you're doing in your day-to-day life, I promise you, there's something the left is going to do to offend you to where you will lose your sensibilities about yourself, lose your religion, as my grandmother would say, and you're going to find yourself thinking politics. When do we get away from it? I got away from it for almost a week in Vancouver, tried to, and even while we were there, people were practically climbing on each other's shoulders to get a signal so we could check our phones and see what was going on in the world. Because, and here's the deal. When I got back, Melissa told me, she says, your interviews weren't as crisp because you took time off. I had lost, you know, I got ring rust. You can't even go away without getting ring rust. I hope my interviews haven't been as bad. I find myself right now stumbling. See, I just did it just now. I found myself stumbling over my words these days. What is the deal with you, Kevin Jackson? Did you breathe too much fresh air in Vancouver, Canada? Or wherever the heck I was. Because I wasn't in Vancouver. I flew from Vancouver to Masset to some island where it's black bears, and I was the only black dude. There were more black bears on the island than black people. But I had a great time fellowshipping with my fellow conservatives, and it was amazing. But I will tell you, I didn't get the rest. Anyway, I'm glad to be back with you folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, it's Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com. You can also call the show at 844-551-8255, and I hope you do. I want to go straight to our tweet of the day that we don't do daily, but we just call it that. The tweet of the day today, anyway, is from Brittany Hughes, who said, hashtag ESPN will not cover the Seattle Seahawks at Atlanta Falcons on November the 20th, as Sherman coming to Atlanta could trigger viewers. Hashtag Robert E. Lee. I love that. I said, clever. You know what we're going to do? When we do the tweet of the day, I'm going to give you guys a shirt or a book or something. Because it's excellent. You got to make sure I'm able to see it by doing hashtag KJ Radio. Then we can check it out. And we can get you in on the tweet of the day. I was thinking about this because we're talking about bigotry and racism. And I'm certainly going to talk about that today. But I've been saying for some time that fashion is bigoted. Think about it. Do ordinary people model fashion? And the answer is pretty much a resounding no. Now, you might say, Kevin, I saw a young man. He didn't look that handsome, or a young lady that just seemed very ordinary. Okay, great. When you see an ordinary chick modeling Victoria's Secret lingerie, get back with me. When you see an ordinary chick on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition magazine, hit a brother back. Because I'm telling you, the majority of fashion is done by good-looking people. People that do not look like you and me. People who are not built like you and me. When I see Muffin Top modeling fashion, then I will take them seriously. The majority of the people I see wearing all the clothes that you see every day, they're Muffin Tops. They're A-frames. What do you call it? Is it A-frame? You know, kind of chubby in the middle, that kind of thing. Yeah, I'm just built like Gru. You know, from the movie the kids watch, the evil dude. I'm just saying, the average person, if you give me a model doing New York Fashion Week, show me an ordinary looking woman. You see legs for days. You see elegance and whoo. I'm just saying, what do you see? You see some big old girl named Shaniqua, you know, gangling down the street like, oh, what's up, y'all? Look at, check it out. Check her sister out. You don't see that. You see this very, you know, svelte, elegant girl, and she's learned how to walk, man, and she moves to the synchronicity of an atomic clock. And you just go, whoa. glistening, gliding down the runway. Come on, y'all. Y'all know I ain't lying. That's false advertisement right there. And I'll tell you something else. Food never looks as good as it does in the ad, does it? Be honest. You need a refund for every piece of furniture, every piece of clothing you have in your closet. You need a refund. And speaking of fashion, fashion is ruining society. It is. Where can you wear a meat dress, for example, and be taken seriously, Lady Gaga? Huh? Huh? For those of you who don't know, Lady Gaga wore a meat dress. Man, folks, we eat meat. We don't wear it. But society wants you to believe that you're cruel. Drop your instincts. Don't profile. Wear that meat dress on a game reserve and see how lions view you. You think they're going to, oh, geez, that's so fashionable. Why didn't we think of that? Or will they make a meal out of you? Leftists, folks, have you so tripped up, so stupid, you will make a dress out of meat. I'm saying Lady Gaga. I don't know much about her. Here's what I like about Lady Gaga. When she was asked about deferring to her man as a man in a relationship, she was like, I'm all woman, he is all man. I love my role in a relationship. But she wore a meat dress. They send you out into the jungle in a meat dress and then yell, surprise, as the lions converge on you. That is liberalism. It's false advertisement. It is getting you to do things, to believe in things that you have. You're sitting there going in common sense. I would never wear a meat dress to the great Serengeti and get out of the Jeep and take pictures of the lion or the hyena. Would you? Of course you wouldn't. Nothing looks as it says. That's leftism. Leftism is Madison Avenue, baby. That no matter you look through the Sears catalog, I don't care what dress you pick, it ain't going to look like that on you. I don't care what slacks you wear, guys. It's not going to look like that on you. 2% of the world will look good in what the world tells you looks good. But they don't call that a lie. That's the truth. Don't misunderstand me when I say we all want to look our best, but they should tell you the truth about it. You don't. You don't look that good. Fashion is supposed to give you a false sense of reality. You know, if I wear that, I'll be, that in a bag of chips. That's a lie. You're lying to yourself. And by the way, if you do happen to find some good fashion, the average person underneath it, when you take it off, you know what you look at? You go, I don't look that good. I'm glad this fashion covered me up. So, and don't misunderstand me. I get it. We all want to look our best. But I'm just saying it's true. It's not always truth in advertising. Lots to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hope you're having a good day. You having a good day, guys? You having fun? Good. Good, good, good. So, I got a note, and it said CNN had 175 racism lawsuits against it. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. I got to check that out. That seems like a lot. And, you know, I will tell you, frivolous racism suits are all over the place. I didn't jump to conclusions. Like, oh, see that CNN? I went out and said, I want to research it and see what's going on. And I did. And I want to just read you this. And we discuss it. I want to, you know, CNN's got its problems, but I don't know if race is one. They're based in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. Could be some shenanigans around what I'm about to tell you, but we'll see. So anyway, it says this. A federal judge in Georgia has blocked out a lawsuit against Time Warner that alleged rampant racial discrimination at some of its television networks, including CNN and TBS. On Tuesday, the case was dismissed, and the judge's remarks that any amendment would be futile. The lawsuit came from Celeste Henley, who says she worked at CNN for 7 years, and Ernest Colbert Jr., who worked at TBS for 2 decades. Together, they brought individual civil rights claims, as well as punitive class action ones that aimed to challenge an alleged pattern and practice of racial discrimination in performance evaluations, compensation, and promotions and terminations. Attorneys for the plaintiff suggested there were hundreds more who would join the lawsuit, and upon such news, the case gained notoriety in conservative-leaning circles. And I'll just stop it there, because the rest of it's pretty incidental. So, here's what I would say. Black folks at companies have a way of measuring themselves that differs from normal people. And I'm not trying to be, you know, I know they're brothers and sisters. Kevin, I work my butt off. They do. There's some hardworking black folks. The majority of them are hardworking black folks that do the best job. Wouldn't matter who's in the job. They do the best job under the worst, you know, whatever circumstances. And they perform at a level that of humanity, right? But then there's another group that does nothing but look for reasons to bellyache. They take advantage of every rule. They know how long breaks can be. They know when to punch the clock to get the most time credited to their time card. I can tell you, song and dance. And by the way, this isn't limited to just black folks, but I'm just saying, black folks, black leftists, let's just be clear, have a tendency to look for ways to take advantage of a company versus saying, you know what, this company's done well by me, I'm going to do well by the company. So when I see these lawsuits where black people go, oh, I was abused and they didn't promote me and all this, I think to myself, just a loser. Somebody who couldn't hack it and didn't figure out soon enough that they had to actually be good. Maybe they got hired on affirmative action or something, but they got to be good. And now they're mad. They're belly aching. You know, wishful thinking now. Wish I had done better, done more at the job. Wish I hadn't been so this or that. Didn't have an attitude. My sister's a good example. I mean, she's good at what she does, but she's very sullen sometimes. And she's been in a job a long time, and she's an IT person that, you know, on a level 4 help desk. She's very sharp, but she gets jaded. Man, all these white people calling me with their problems, Kevin. I mean, like, wow, really? The problems that keep you employed? Well, that's true. I know it's true. So anyway, they sued these guys, and the judge throws it out at CNN. And there's a part of me, you know, that being honest, it says, I wish he hadn't. Sometimes these companies like CNN need to face the music of the things that they have gone through. Do you think CNN learned anything from this? You think CNN's going, you know what? Maybe we should take a different tack on all this liberalism because we almost got caught up in it. We almost had to pay a lot of money out because of liberalism, leftism, call it whatever you want. I don't know if they're going to learn. But, you know, again, there's that part of it, but then there's the other side of it, the side of sanity that says, look, I don't know, performance evaluations, compensation, promotions, and terminations can be objective, and some of it can be subjective. They're in Atlanta. I can't imagine CNN Atlanta with a city that's overwhelmingly black. I don't know what percentage, but I can't imagine Atlanta would allow CNN to operate with impunity when it comes to race relations. I would think people in Atlanta would go, no, CNN, you'll be held to a higher standard. You know, 13.7% of the population is black, supposedly, something like that. Well, you know what I'm going to do? We're going to make sure that you have at least 14% black. I bet you money that CNN is at least 14% black in the city of Atlanta. I bet you. Not only that, in a city that's now, I believe, become overwhelmingly black in terms of Atlanta proper, and again, I want to get these statistics for you during the break, but a town like that, a city like that, you would be happy that you have a CNN headquartered there. CNN could move their headquarters somewhere. It would be a boom to an economy. I hope companies start moving their companies to small, you know, smaller towns where there's not a college or a university, where people can think for themselves. I hope that happens soon. Anyway, I don't know if this story has as much interest to you as it does to me, but, you know, because I am on both sides of this. Anyway, let's move on, because I'm maybe you guys don't even seem interested. Producers, and y'all are the ones that found me this story, so there you go. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, 30-year slumber last week. She woke up from it and decided to be outraged by Confederate statues. Think about that. All these leftists, the people who these statues are built in honor of, their fathers and forefathers. Well, there would be forefathers, yeah. These are the people that are now complaining about the statues. And Pelosi finds the statues reprehensible, and she wanted Ryan to remove them. But it turns out her family tree history makes her outrage a bit awkward. As I read this, Red Alert Politics dug up a bit of history to find that the Pelosi's own family, Thomas D'Alessandro, I knew she had some Latino in her, dedicated a statue to the Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Here's what he said when he was mayor of Baltimore. "Today, with our nation beset by subversive groups and propaganda, we seek to destroy our national unity. We can look for inspiration to the lives of Lee and Jackson to remind us to be resolute and determined in preserving our sacred institutions." I don't know who that Lee guy is, but I know who Jackson is. Yeah, you listening to him right now. Mm-hmm. So Pelosi's father dedicated something to not only Robert E. Lee, but also to Andrew Jackson. That's who they were talking. He was talking about. I can speak to Andrew Jackson being a slave owner and an abhorrent man who essentially put the Indians on the Trail of Tears. He's a horrible guy. Call them savages. So how does Pelosi reconcile that with her own past? Should she resign? Should her father be stricken from being mentioned in the records? What? How do we punish her and her family for supporting slavery?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Supporters that violence in the political process in America is not acceptable. End of discussion.
Let me one second, Ronald. I'm sorry. I just want to play devil's advocate for 1 second on this. Some of your supporters in Chicago were acting violently as well. And I have to say, the guy who rushed the stage yesterday at Donald Trump voted for you. Now, I know you're not encouraging the violence, but you need to tell your supporters.
Millions of people voted for me. If I have to take responsibility for everybody who voted for me, it will be a very difficult life.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. As you've probably realized by now, the left does not care about what you think. They don't care how they get what they want out of you. And in most cases, the very people who claim to be nonviolent are violent. You just heard Bernie Sanders. He gets asked point blank, this guy did this in the name of you. I can't be responsible for that. If Donald Trump says that, he's a scapegoat. He didn't apologize quickly enough. Donald Trump nor Bernie Sanders should have to apologize for what somebody does in their name when they have no control over these people. But we've come to this. But what it shows you is the level of accountability. We know, with all common sense, there's nothing you can do to control a group of people who support you. If one of my followers, or whatever you want to call them, fans, went out and did something crazy, I could, what would you expect me to do? Take credit? I'm sorry. I mean, oh, geez, who knew? I don't ask you guys to do anything crazy. I ask you to use your common sense. I ask you to use your God-given talents, your God-given rights to speak up for the things that you believe in, not the things that I necessarily believe in. We don't have to agree in lockstep about, you know, what the particular issue is, but what we can agree on is that we should be able to voice our opinions. I was talking to one of my friends the other day. He says, Kevin, what do you think about these white neo-nationalists, if indeed they marched in Charlottesville? I go, ask me if I care. It's their First Amendment right. We disagree that white people are, woo-hoo, the end-all, be-all. I don't believe in white nationalists, black nationalists, brown nationalists. I believe in nationalists. I believe in people who love America. And you know, in other countries, they look at me and go, look at that old pro-American guy over there. And probably have disdain. But I'll tell you something. I see a person from Poland or Czechoslovakia, and given number one Czechoslovakia, whatever, congratulations. I'm not mad at them. Voice your opinion. It happens to be wrong. America's number one. But voice your opinion and be a proud Czechoslovakian. I'm not mad at you for it. I don't want to shut you down. I don't want you to feel in, like, you know, you are in siege, you're under siege potentially because our ideas differ. Our ideas differ because we're different people. But what we should be in agreement on is the fact that God gave us all mouths, generally gave us a voice, the ability to understand one another, and we should be able to articulate a message. But the left doesn't want that. So Bernie Sanders, as duplicitous as he is what leftism represents, is duplicitous nature of man says there should be no violence in politics. Politics should be above this. Okay, let's not have violence in politics. Oh, but Bernie, what about the violence of your people? What, do you want me to take credit for that? No, I don't, Bernie. But what I don't want you to do is decry somebody else when it happens to them. I don't want you to have a double standard. And it's not just Bernie Sanders, it's all these people. They all have double standards. They all believe that their cause gives them some greater ability to speak on behalf of, I don't know, insert minority or depressed group here. And you know, it's always somebody like a Bernie Sanders. Some bourgeois white guy. And then Bernie, oh, Kevin, he's a socialist. He's poor. He's not poor. He's a bourgeois white guy. A guy that has made money on pretending to be inept at something. He's not inept. Bernie Sanders doesn't want to spend the time to learn to do something great. Kevin, he was a horrible carpenter. Okay. So what? I might be too. How's he at staining wood? How's he at putting on handles? How's he at decorating? How's he at mowing yards? I don't know. Bernie don't know, don't care. He doesn't care. Bernie Sanders squandered his abilities and became a politician who preached on lower, the poor people, the poor this, the poor that. He's rich. You think he's ever going back? These people that preach about tolerance and getting along with fellow man and peace and harmony are the most crooked people. They will beat you to death over what they want to achieve in life. It's unbelievable. Donald Trump issued some visa sanctions. I'm shifting gears. I'm a little bored. I'm not bored, but maybe I am. You guys bored? Am I boring you? If I am, you can let me know. It's okay. I you know what? You know what's boring to me? The same old stories, the same old, same old. When does it end? And I have an answer. We set up a trust. You can donate to it. I don't have the details for you yet. But we set up this trust where you can donate and say, Kevin, end it. Put your money where your mouth is, black man. Go end it. Go end this idea that everything around us is racist. You got a guy. Maybe we should talk about that before we get into what Donald Trump did. Let's talk about this guy. He's from Antifa. And you won't believe what he says is racist. Talked about it on a friend of mine's show and decided to cover it here. Let's play the clip.
So Cracker Barrel, thanks for getting back to us with our messages and our tweets. Of course that didn't happen, did it? So you probably also remember me from a video I sent you about 3 weeks ago, which you failed to respond to as well. Of course, I'm sure you do remember me. Blame this on yourself, honestly. Blame this on the fact that you're too cowardly to have any kind of response to somebody calling you out on your I have to take this to a public level now. Too many people have been asking us lately about what's the deal with the racist undertones involving your restaurant. And so let's start with the rocking chairs, because that seems to be on everybody's mind lately. The rocking chair kind of invokes this period of time, right? It's you have just your farmhand whittling wood in the evenings and sitting in front of his plantation house. It's kind of this whitewashed Norman Rockwell-esque kind of image you're supposed to get out of it, when in fact, it was always just some racist farmhand or farm owner who was doing this while slaves were chained in their bunkhouse.
That's right, America. An Antifa white guy is going to come to the aid of black people in the form of Cracker Barrel and their rocking chairs. Rocking chairs. When I think of rocking chairs, I think of somebody rocking their child to sleep. That's what I think of. But this guy has evoked civil war, antebellum South imagery in order to protect black people from Cracker Barrel. Which, by the way, I jokingly say, they tell you what's there, it's a Cracker Barrel. What else do you think you're going to find in that barrel? Black people eat a Cracker Barrel, believe it or not. And it's good food. It's nostalgic. It's a throwback, a time of, it takes you back to yesteryear. Little gimmicky candy and, you know, stuff like that. It reminds you of an old town country home. And this Antifa, little white snowflake, sees Cracker Barrel as a place of oppression. I just want you to understand how bad it is on the left. First of all, I don't know how you come to this. Cracker Barrel sells food. It's a restaurant. It's a themed restaurant. What themes can you... Barbecue.
There be the barbecue, Kevin. That takes me back to the days of slavery when people was barbecuing Negroes.
What in the world are we... Folks, this is how crazy the world is. A white guy argued. And you know what's funny? Cracker Barrel has been around... I don't know how long it's been around. When I discovered Cracker Barrel, I legitimately just thought of... I mean, I literally thought of the joke I just said. But when I went there, I loved it. The old toys that they had, I was like, man, you remember this toy? I was telling my sons, hey, you don't remember this toy, but Dad used to play with this little spinning top or this whatever. It was amazing. The food is good. It's not great, but it's good. And it's a little drop of nostalgia. I never went into a Cracker Barrel going, ooh, yeah, I don't know. Can we go in there? It says crackers on there. I mean, what should we do? I went in. My friends were like, ever eaten a Cracker Barrel, Kevin? No, you should go. It's really good food. Oh, cool. Okay, I'll go. I never thought any. This is where we are. And it gets worse. This guy, and we'll play it because we're going to run out of time this segment. I want to play not the rest, because we'll play about another minute and a half of this clip. It gets far worse. This is an illness, folks, a mental illness. These are people that look for racism in places that you go, surely you're joking.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We are talking about the important issues that are on the minds of many Americans, particularly black Americans, and you are hearing it on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. If you want to chime in on this very important subject, racism in America, 844-551-8255. And I'm not just talking about any kind of racism. I'm talking about racism of the worst kind. Cracker Barrel racism. That's right. And there's a young white man who's come to the aid of African Americans, I'm using my finger quotes, to help us at Cracker Barrel? Because I don't know about you, but haven't you seen the protestations at the Cracker Barrel by black people all over the country showing up at Cracker Barrels and saying, we will not abide by the Cracker Barrel rocking chair. It is a symbol of oppression of black men, this rocking chair. And then when you go inside of the Cracker Barrel, well, they tell you what it is inside. They tell you who's there. It's the crackers. They have nothing except nostalgic stuff that harkens back to the days of the lack of civil rights of black people. Any of these antiquities, that's what they prefer to call them, but we like to call them racial artifacts, should be banned. Let's ban... What's an old candy? Give me one of these old candy. Nut a butter. That one just came to me, man. Oh, man. I'm starting to sound like Martin Luther King. We need to ban bitter honey. What are some others? Rolo. Baby Ruth. You know Baby Ruth was a racist, don't you? I have a dream that we get rid of all the chocolate candy. Wait a minute, white chocolate. I have a dream that one day candy will be judged by the content of its sugar and not by the color of its caramel. I have a dream today. Oh man, now we're starting to have fun. It's dangerous here when you start to have fun, but we are. Oh, my goodness. So what else we got? Well, I want to play this clip. I want to play the rest of this guy's clip that wants to save black people, excuse me, from Cracker Barrel. So let's start at where we left off at that other one, and then we have a second clip. Here it is.
And when you go inside, you get all this different retro stuff that you can buy. And they have all this antique just hanging up on the walls, and it's supposed to get you to this period of time in your mind of the late 1800s to the early 1900s. And what I find really f***ed up, honestly, is that you have all these people of color, especially, and they're working the wait staff, and they're, you know, taking orders and refilling drinks. What exactly were these people doing during this period of time? They were enslaved. And it's just really insensitive, honestly, to me, that you seem to be one of the only establishments that provides no education on this historical kind of motif that you have going on.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Can you believe this guy? The retro stuff. And what's funny is he's trying to save even the black folks who are employed at Cracker Barrel. He goes in there and he's like, holy cow, they got slaves. He's accusing these black people of being slaves. What he's doing, I'm just going to be honest with you, he's insulting the black people who work for such a great organization. I don't know how many black people Cracker Barrel employs. I'm sure there's some government agency that's keeping tabs. I wouldn't care if Cracker Barrel only hired black people and put them in Aunt Jemima outfits and period garb, overalls. My grandfather wore overalls his whole life. It would make me feel nostalgic. But he's got to find something racial in it. These black folks have a job. He should be happy. He can't be happy. How could he be happy? They can't be happy if he's not happy. How dare these people go fill out an employment application at a place that sells rocking chairs, and then when you go inside, aside from the affront that you see when they, you know, the rocking chairs on the front porch, when you go inside, these rocking chairs, there's more than just rocking chairs. There's all this nostalgic stuff. Sugar babies and other kinds of candy and period garb and old toys. Oh, and by the way, Cracker Barrel is a restaurant that serves good food. But that's not enough for him. He's got to find something to be upset. But it gets better. I wanted you to hear the last part of his commentary.
Perhaps we could do something positive with this. Perhaps we could move the conversation a little more proactively. Maybe on social media we could start a hashtag. Hashtag racist rockers. How about that one? Hashtag racist rockers. And hopefully Cracker Barrel will finally be labeled for the people that they are, glorifiers of racism and colonialism and sexism and a lot of other just types of bigotry that they are just a larger part of the conversation that we've been having with things like the Confederate monuments and everything involving the cultural appropriation, especially during Halloween.
Oh, man. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. He had me up until the point where he started talking about Halloween. Did he have you? Cultural appropriation. Cracker Barrel is, man, this, who knew the seeds of black man's injustice was centered at the Cracker Barrel restaurant? Wow. Cultural appropriation and, of course, Halloween. And he says it so matter of fact, Halloween. Just when I thought he wasn't a kook, he asked the Halloween thing. Oh, wait. We got breaking news coming. Hold on. What's that? Hold, I got it. Give me 1 second, folks, on the radio. Let me give my producer saying something. What's that? The rocking chairs at Cracker Barrel are painted white. Oh. Well, that adds a new dimension. Who knew that see, I was jumping on this guy, but now I find out Cracker Barrel actually paints their rocking chairs white. Well, there you go. I stand corrected, my brother. Who knew these people were as racist as I thought they would be? If they had left it the raw wood, you see, we would not have to have a problem. There would be no black nationalists coming out of me right now. But no, Cracker Barrel had to paint their doggone rocking chairs white. Well, that's an affront to humanity, especially to black humanity. What is Cracker Barrel trying to say? See, if you have a raw wood rocking chair, I could forgive you for this. Perhaps you are rocking your baby to sleep, or maybe your pet, who is a lap dog, is sitting with you as you gaze upon the plantation, the manor, the white man in control, the manor. But when you paint your rocking chair white, you are making a statement. There can be no misunderstanding of what you are trying to say. That you prefer the color white rather than the natural color of wood, which would be brown, ergo black. Therefore, and hitherto, hence, whereas it is, you are a racist. Oh, I'm just having fun. What? It's, come on, the weekend's coming up. It's time just to enjoy ourselves. I just find it interesting that people take white people, in particular leftists, not you white people listening to me. Y'all are the good white peoples. But these leftist white folks, the Janine Garofalo's and her ilk, they take it upon themselves to save black people. And the stuff they choose, look, what are you if you eat at a Cracker Barrel and you're black? Are you a sellout? Did he talk about that? Look, I don't have all the details around Cracker Barrel. I don't. Only thing I know, there was a lawsuit at one point. Wasn't it involved? I don't know. We can look it up. But all I can tell you is every time I go in there, I get really good service. The food is good. Maybe it's a little slow service at times. I just kind of remembering back. But I've eaten at enough of them in a cross-section of the country to go, this is a good chain. And it amazes me. And I was telling a friend of mine, don't dismiss this guy as some kook. Like, oh, surely nobody believes this. This is just, you know, one guy's, you know, pipe dream. No, folks. There are people that truly believe like this guy. Don't think of him as being anecdotal. He, and much of the time, leftists believe like this guy. It really is sad to say. So when I tell you what the fight is about, when you hear this guy, this clown, this is the type of thing that we go out and we fight every single day. And if you take him lightly and you just laugh it off, you'll find yourself asking, why haven't we banned the rocking chair?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.